Hi, this is Paco Magsaysay. I am the creator and founder of Carmen's Best Ice Cream, and this is our story. The story of Carmen's Best goes back to 2007. Because in 2007, that's when my father put up a dairy farm with some of his friends in Baí, Laguna, which is where UP Los Baños is. So we got to lease property in Baí, Laguna, particularly in Barangay Puy-Puy, or bordering Barangay Masaya, which would be on the right side of IRI, the International Rice Institute. So as they started the dairy farm, they had in mind to offer 100% fresh milk product, which was not, up to now, not available outside of what we're doing, available in the local market. Now, when I say 100% fresh milk, that would be pasteurized at the temperature for fresh milk pasteurizing, which is 76.5 degrees, whereas most of the milk in the Philippines is UHT, ultra high temperature. So in doing the farm as fresh milk, we were having a hard time selling all the milk before it went bad, because as you know, fresh milk goes bad after 2 to 3 weeks. We were having trouble selling all the milk, and we were throwing the milk away. So one day my father tells me, Paco, can you help me sell the milk or do something with it? So in 2009, we incorporated a company called Carmen's Best Dairy Products, because we did not know we were going to do ice cream at that time. We just knew that we were going to use the fresh milk from my dad's and his friend's farm. So put up Carmen's Best Dairy Products. It was, if I'm not mistaken, October of 2009. We registered it in the SEC. And we started playing with flavored milk, yogurt, cheese, and also the usual pastillas, which I think every Carabao farm or dairy farm does, you know, which I found really boring. So I said, we got to come up with something different, you know. So, you know, it wasn't something that we were really working on. We had our own day jobs and, you know, we were busy with our own things. It was only about a year that I got the idea of making ice cream. And, of course, the first three flavors we made was chocolate, strawberry, and vanilla, which is a standard three flavors. I bought a small machine at one of the restaurant suppliers in Metro Manila, and it was a gelato machine. It's a single-serve type machine. So it's like half a pint or maybe 10 ounces per run. So that's roughly about two scoops of ice cream. But I just wanted to try the quality of the ice cream we were going to make, you know. So in coming up with that ice cream, we kept on tweaking, you know, the combination of the milk and the cream. But even at the start, we used already the best ingredients, whether it was chocolate or strawberry or vanilla. So when we started making the ice cream for us, test samples for, you know, people to try, they really liked it. And I was like, even as a kid, I would always look for ice cream. I'd eat less of my main dish just to have ice cream. So it was really for me, when you say a meal is not complete without having ice cream. So when we decided to start selling ice cream, this was around 2011, February 2011. And I had chosen to serve or offer four flavors. And the four flavors that we started with were salted caramel, butter pecan, malted milk, and Brazilian coffee. So each of those flavors had a little bit of, I guess like a history, like why I chose that instead of the usual strawberry, chocolate, and vanilla, you know. So we went with those four flavors initially. We started selling back in 2011 at the price of $350 per pint at that time. Still up to now, our top four selling ice cream flavors are those four flavors. So from 2011 of February up to now, we have grown quite a bit. You know, initially, we were just thinking of selling the ice cream in our village in Alabang, but only to realize that I had to sell it in more places than just one place, because we were making ice cream and yet it was not being bought by the initial area I was thinking of selling. And we were running the risk of getting spoiled milk again, you know, the same way we did the first few months of operation. So I had to look for other venues to sell the ice cream. And that's pretty much how it started. You know, it's the thought process was not, let's come up with a business. What's a good business to come up with? Oh, let's come up with ice cream. You know, it wasn't like that. It was more like, we have a dairy farm. What can you do with the milk? Ice cream is 80% dairy. And we had fresh milk, and we got Amanpulo Resorts to buy from us. And I was thinking to myself, wow, if our quality is good enough for Amanpulo, maybe I can do something really good with this milk, you know. So those were the things that was going through my mind when we put up the company in 2009. Up to now, we still feel that we have a superior product over all the other ice cream suppliers. Okay, so for the growing pains, you know, I'm not a chef. I'm not a culinary student. I just like to eat ice cream. So when I started selling ice cream, people thought I was just playing around. They thought that it wasn't a serious thing, or they thought I'd just be doing it for a few months or a couple of years. But, you know, we just kept on plugging along and just working and making people try the ice cream as much as we could. You know, I would work here in the Saturday market in Salcedo. I'd be there at 6 a.m., standing under the sun and making as many people try our ice cream as I could. And we just grew really from people trying our ice cream. And it was 2011, and, you know, there was a new president at that time, and the economy hadn't really been doing so well yet. You know, it was still kind of going up at that time. So it was really an uphill climb. You know, we'd be making ice cream at night, and then my driver wouldn't come in the next day. I'd have to deliver too, you know. So, you know, in any business, when you're starting, you really have to take on a lot of different roles and wear different hats in the organization. And it was only in our third year that I think people started taking us seriously. So in 2014, there were more people who started carrying our ice cream, you know, selling our ice cream in their groceries or their stores, in their restaurants. So there was a little bit of a buzz going along. And then the Pope ate our ice cream. So when the Pope ate our ice cream, you know, our sales really went up, and we had catered the Philippine Airlines flight of the Pope last January going back to Rome. And it came out in the papers that he really enjoyed our ice cream, and that he had two of our flavors. And I never even imagined that one day the Pope would eat the ice cream that we were making, you know. So that was such a big boost for us. And then just a couple of weeks ago, we've been featured in Jessica Soho and Chris Aquino show, and it just got the word out about, you know, Carmen's Best, you know. Earlier, I was talking about, I think, the flavor that you guys just tried, which is He's Not Worth It. And about a year after starting Carmen's Best, we looked at our Facebook fan page, and we saw that 75% of our likes came from women. So understanding that majority or three-fourths of your clientele are women, we had that in mind in developing the flavors of the ice cream. So about a year ago, we came up with a ice cream called Nuts About You, you know. So it's a maple ice cream with three different nuts. And the ice cream was named Nuts About You because the original ice cream came from Baskin-Robbins in Tokyo when I took a tour there. And the ice cream was called Nuts To You, which I don't think is correct English. But anyway, coming back here, I said, no, I think I can make this ice cream and I can make it better. So as I normally say and feel whenever I eat ice cream when I'm traveling, we came up with that ice cream called Nuts About You. And then this year, we came up with this new flavor, which is called He's Not Worth It, because I found out that there are women who eat our ice cream when they feel bad. So in order for them to feel better and to drown off their sorrows, they would eat, you know, our ice cream. And based on the feedback I was getting, it had to be very chocolatey or fudge, you know, fudge, rich with fudge. And we decided to make, actually, it's a Mississippi mud pie recipe. And that is what He's Not Worth It is. Had we called it Mississippi mud pie, I'd still have to explain it. So calling it He's Not Worth It, it's actually, you know, it's a fun name and, you know, people love it. Thank you for listening today. You may get more information from our website, which is www.carmensbest.com. Our Instagram account is #carmensbest. And in Facebook, our fan page is Carmen's Best Artisanal Ice Cream. Hope you can catch our next show. Thank you.